Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. Three concertos from three countries are on our program this week. We'll hear the clarinet concerto of American Deborah Drattle, the viola concerto of the British Sally Beamish, and the concerto grosso for two pianos, singers, saxophones, and orchestra of the French composer Germaine Taillefer. We'll start with the dramatic clarinet concerto called Fire Dances by Deborah Drattle. She was born in Brooklyn, New York in 1956. She received her Ph.D. from the University of Chicago and studied composition with Ralph Shapey. From 1981 to 1990, she was an associate professor of composition and theory at Tulane University. She was a violist before she turned to composing. She's had works performed by the New York Philharmonic, Chamber Music Society of Lincoln Center, Orchestra of St. Luke's, 92nd Street Y, Carnegie Recital Hall, and the Tanglewood and Caramore Music Festivals. She has conducted the New Orleans, Denver, and Portland symphonies and has been the recipient of many awards, grants, and commissions. She has been composer in residence at the Denver Symphony, and she served as New York City Opera's composer in residence for 3 years. Her fourth opera, Nicholas and Alexandra, was commissioned by the Los Angeles Opera and premiered in 2003 with Placido Domingo singing the role of Rasputin. She's working on a new opera now. In private life, she is the wife of a physician and the mother of four young children. The clarinet concerto, Fire Dances, was composed in 1986. Philippe Entremont conducted the Denver Symphony in its world premiere with David Schifrin as soloist. The composer says that the subtitle, Fire Dances, refers to the ritualistic temperament of the piece, the repeated series of acts associated with ritual. Although this is a one-movement work, there are three major subdivisions. One or more of the thematic ideas recurs in each of the primary sections. The overall ABA structure is clearly defined by the clarinet. The beginning and ending sections are played on the E-flat clarinet rather than the B-flat, giving a clarity and piercing quality to the rapid-fire material. In this performance, David Schifrin plays with the Seattle Symphony, conducted by Gerard Schwartz.